欢迎大家。
Now the next two sermons today and next week are very important.
我给大家重申哈，这周跟下一周的那个讲道呢是非常非常重要的。
Even if you have not understood what on earth I have been talking about in the last few weeks, today and next week.Are very important.
尽管呢，你可能对我前几周讲的内容呢，都不是很明白，但是没有关系，这两周呢就很重要了。
It is important for you.
对你我是很重要的。
Because today, because last week we were talking about how on the wisdom from the Spirit it requires maturity.
上周我们讲说，从圣灵而来的智慧呢，是需要我们属灵的成熟。
And the maturity help us to interpret.Divine revelations.
那么这个属灵上的成熟呢，帮助我们能正确的来解读这个启示。
And if you remember, part of the criteria, a condition, is that we need to know that we are people of the cross.
那么其中一个要点就是我们知道我们的身份。
It keeps us humble.
这个身份呢，让我们谦卑下来。
Amen.
Amen.
And also we need to mature.
然后呢，我们需要在属灵上成熟。
So that when divine revelation flows through us,
所以当神圣的启示借着我们流淌出来的时候
，we take no pride,
我们没有骄傲
，it's nothing to do with us,
也不是与我们无关的。
And we interpret it correctly through maturity.
我们借着属灵上的成熟呢，可以正确的去解读这个启示。
What happens though when someone tries to prophesy to you?
但有人尝试给你发预言的时候
，When someone offered prophecy on the YouTube，
或者我们在网络上听到有人发的那些预言
，Today prophecy is very common in church。
如今呢，其实，在现当代的教会当中，就领受这种预言呢，是很常见的一件事。
People try to prophesy to you。
很多人尝试向你发预言。
And when you watch some Christian program, there's always someone who heard from the Lord and giving you an end time prophecy.
那么如果我们看那些福音的那些频道，他们尝试总是有人说我从听到神的话语，然后给我们一些关于末世的一些预言。
And during the election cycle, they will always say God's candidate is so-and-so.
然后呢，可能在美国总统大选的期间呢，很多人发预言说，哦，我听到神的声音，觉得下一任总统的候选那个人选是谁
？And in 2020, we saw that in as a phenomena in the U.S. when on the Trump election.
那么我们在2020年川普当时在美国大选的时候呢，发生了这种很极大的这种现象。
Many prominent prophets and leaders prophesied that Trump will be elected.
当时有很多很多那些很出名的那些讲员也好，牧师、牧者也好，还有先知都预言川普会当选。
But then he was not elected.
但是当时他却没有被当选。
The reaction was some were in denial, saying that the election was rigged.
那么很多人就说，因为他没有当选，原因是那个选举的过程呢，可能有作弊的行为。
Others apologized.
然后有些人呢，就是为他们错误的预言呢道歉。
But the problem was.The church was in complete turmoil.
但是当时因为这件事情的发生呢，教会受到很大的一个冲击。
How can a prophet, how can a leader get it so wrong?
为什么一个好像教会的领袖，他们可以犯这么大一个错误呢？听到如此错误的讯息呢
？Because in the U.S. it's just 50-50. It's either that candidate or that candidate. So it's like in Chinese, 买大或者买小。
好像就是，其实当时那个几率哈，就是当选的几率就是50-50这样子，不是这个中就是那一中，不是吗
？At least in the UK, you got about 5 parties.
那么在英国可能就不同，那个政党有这么多个政党，那么可能你中的那个几率还小一点。
But then in then last year, Trump was really re-elected.
那么在去年呢，川普又再一次被当选作为美国
总统。So those prophets who have been accused of false prophecy say, "No, we were right all the time."
然后当时呢，就是2020年，他们那些发预言错的人，他们又再一次在那边讲宣扬说：“哦，那我们一直是对的呢。”
But that's not the problem. The problem is not whether you got it right or you got it wrong.
但是个问题不是说你的那个预言有没有对。
The problem is why are we in such a mess?
问题就是为什么我们现在好像看到这个局面是很混乱的一个局面
？Why is it that in the Christianity we cannot get prophecies right?
为什么我们作为基督徒，我们不能得到一个正确的一个预言呢
？Amen. So that's to some extent, every time when people, when you hear prophecy or when someone tries to prophesy on you, you go, gotta be very careful.
所以当有现在的时候，我们如果听到一些预言的时候，我们觉得，哎呀，非常的小心谨慎，要去分辨。
And what makes it even worse, what I've been telling you the last few weeks, the New Testament prophecy can be wrong.
甚至我前几周跟大家讲
到 we can make mistakes.
在我跟大家讲到，在新约里面的那些先知的预言可能会出错。
Amen. That because of the interpretation of the divine revelation, you could get it wrong.
因为他们是基于所领受的神圣的一个启示的解读，那么在这解读过程当中可能有出错的地方。
And so some quarters of the church says, "What's the point of having prophecy?"
所以有些教会就说，那与其这样，那为什么还要去去追求这个预言呢
？And so.Although prophecy exists in church, but no, not many people take it seriously.
所以现在好像很多教会对这个先知预言呢，不是很认真的去对待这个事情。
But Paul tells us, desire to prophesy.
但是保罗却在圣经当中教导我们要渴慕追求先知预言。
Isn't it what he says?
难道不是他说的吗
？We need to desire to prophesy.
我们要切慕先知预言。
Because prophecy is so important.Hearing God's revelation is so important, not only for your life, but for the edification of the church.
因为这领受这个预言是非常重要的，不是为我们个人的有益处，也是为了建立教会。
Amen. That's why not only do we pray for each other prophetically, speak to each other prophetically.
所以不光我们是带有先知预言的，为彼此祷告，为与彼此祝福。
Every time when we preach.We have to make sure we receive divine revelation so that the message that goes out has relevance.
所以就当我们站在讲台上讲道的时候，我们都要确保我们所领受的是神圣的那个启示，然后讲出去是带有生命的。
Amen. So that people hearing the message are encouraged.
所以当听到这些讯息的弟兄姊妹们会受到鼓励。
So today,I want to talk to you about, first of all, how do you know, to begin to lay the foundation of understanding what is a true prophet, a true prophet and true prophecy versus false prophet and false prophecy.
今天我想给大家定一个那个基础，就是说关于如何来识别真先知、假先知、真的预言和假预言。
So that,Anyone who pray for you for the first time, you know whether this is reliable or not reliable.
所以当有人第一次为你祷告发预言的时候，你可以去分辨，知道就是真的是真的从神来的还是不是从神
来的。Or when you watch a program on the internet or TV, someone prophesying, whether you can ignore it or walk away.
所以或者就是你在看电视节目的时候，有人在那个节目当中去发预言，你可以去辨别，你是可以去忽略了呢，还是？要认真的对待。
Notice I didn't put the word prophecy, although in Chinese, right, it's difficult to tell. I put predictions.
所以注意好，我的英文字呢，不是说用 prophecy， 是虽然中文的翻译都是很像，一个是预测，其实我用的是预测这个字眼。
This is the key.
这是一个关键。
The difference between prophecy and prediction.
就是预言和预测的一个。
When you say prophecy, most people think of prediction.
当我们提到预言的时候，很多人第一个反应呢，就是觉得是预测未来的事情。
Will that person be elected or that person be elected? It's prediction.
比如说，我们预测谁要做下任的美国总统，这个就是对未来的一个预测。
We're so used to prediction because that's part of many culture. You have mediums and occults that are predicting your future.
我们对这个预测的东西呢，好像很熟悉，因为好像一些邪术巫术，他们尝试来预测你的未来。
But how do you know that prediction is right and that prediction is wrong?
但如何来判断这个预测是对的还是错的呢
？Or is it just guesswork?
或者只是一种估计。
A person seeing that you've got diamond earrings and everything, they say, "I see that the Lord has blessed you."
有人你从他外面的穿着他的穿戴 来说哦，我觉得神要祝福你
You are very rich
你会成为一个很富有的人
Pretty obvious
所以就、
Or somebody who comes into your church looked on the internet found some addresses and found some telephone numbers, comes to the front and say, does this number mean anything to you that ends with 108?
所以可能有一个人来到你的教会之前，然后其实你在背地里给他做那个背后的调查，那你知道他的住址或者他电话号码，然后他先到前面给你让你跟他祷告的时候，你说啊，这个号码最后结尾180对你来说有没有什么意义呢？
Because there are some amazing ministries are so famous today, that's what they do.
其实现在有些很多很出名的那些所谓的大先知，他们这就是他们常用的一些伎俩哦。
The great prophet standing in the front.Can read out people's phone numbers is because he's looked it up in the internet.
很多那些所谓的大先知，他们可以把那些会众当中某个人的电话号码好像讲出来，是因为他们背后做了调查研究的。
Amen. Because every church has a church directory.
因为每个教会有你教会的那个通信记录。
Because in the Facebook, you say I go to SEC.
好像因为你在或者你在脸书上面，你会说哦，我注册我去过救恩会。
So don't be fooled by it.
所以不要因为这个事情其实被愚拙。
But how do I know that that person who told me my phone number is a false prophet?
我们如何知道这个在我面前告诉我家电话号码这个人他是假先知吗？
There have been some amazing big meetings in London where 30,000-40,000 people gather together. Some of these great prophets who can tell you what your phone number is.
比如说好像在英国一种大型的教会3-4万人参加的教会，然后当中一个 很重要的领袖那个先知说哦，我可以知道你家里的电话号码。
Amen. You and I can do that.
可能你我都可以做到这个事。
Because today there are technologies that can help you.
因为现在有很多科技技术可以帮助你找到这些信息。
Amen.
是不是？ Amen.
But we are sheep.
但是我们是羊。
And sometimes we do have sheep brain.We end up with sheep brain.
就是我们虽然是羊，但是有的时候我们觉得我们那个智商好像就跟羊老一样，不太灵光。
We are some of the most intelligent people on earth.
我们应该是在世上最聪明的人。
And yet, when we come to church, we leave the brain at home.
但是好像来了教会，我觉得我们就变成很无知的人了。
Brothers and sisters, if God wants to convince you, He doesn't have to play tricks.
如果神要来使你幸福，他不会玩一些小伎俩、小手段。
So how do we know?
那么我们如何知道呢？
First of all, we need to understand prediction does not equal prophecy.
首先我们要明白预测，好像对未来的预测不等于预言。
The term prophecy in the Bible is very broad.
在圣经当中讲到预言这个字呢，是很覆盖很多方面的。
But it actually means what? To speak forth, to speak out.On behalf of God.
那么其实最主要的意思就是代替神来说出这个话语。
Amen. God is saying something about your situation.
神在对你说关乎你的。
Like we saw, God speaks to Israel. He speaks to them about their situation.
当神对以色列百姓说话的时候，他是关乎他们所处的那个光景。
And many of the time, it's about their current situation.
很多情况，很多时候都是关乎他们现在处的那个当下的情况。
And sometimes it talks about the future.
有的时候也会关乎他们未来。
Does everybody agree?
大家认同我吗？
The many prophecies that we see in the Old Testament and in the New Testament is about what's happening now.
在我旧约当中看到很多神给的那些预言，都是关乎现在的光景。
Because prophecy is not primarily about prediction.
因为预言不只是完全关乎预测未来的
事。It is about encouragement.
也是关乎鼓励、造就。
Encouraging you about what Christ is doing in your life.
是关乎鼓励你，关乎让你知道说基督在你生命所做的事。
Amen. That's why I said divine revelation is about revealing about Jesus in your life.
所以我说关于神圣的这个启示是向你显明耶稣基督在你生命当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Whether Keir Starmer gets elected as Prime Minister, who cares?
所以我们不管 Keir Starmer 他会不会成为下一个英国首相，那么我们也不在乎。
That is prediction.
这是一个预测。
But some predictions can be encouraging.
但有些预测呢会成为鼓励人心的。
And that's why prophecy primarily is about encouraging you in your present situation.
所以预言最主要的目的是 鼓励你在当下的一种情况。
If we get that right,
如果我们有这样一个对的认知的话，
then the New Testament prophecy works.
那么在新约当中所领受的这些预言，那么就行得通了。
But if we see prophecy as prediction only, it does not work.
如果我们只是把预言当作是对未来的一种预测的话，那么可能就不对了。
You can predict the world will end in 2028 or ever.
你可能预测说，哦，这个世界2028年以后就，哦，世界灭亡了。
And many people give dates. So do the Jehovah's Witness. So do the Mormons. They give different dates.
那么可能其他的那些邪教，那些耶和华见证人或摩门教，他们也会，哦，对未来有一个预测。
That Jesus will come back.
他们会预测，耶稣再临。
Well, in the Bible, even Jesus doesn't know.
在圣经当中说这个日子连主都不知道。
But our modern prophet somehow knows more than Jesus.
但是现今社会的那些先知甚至比主都还更清楚。
Again, because we believe prediction is prophecy.
就是这个问题出在我们相信，那么预测呢就是关乎预言。
You see,
预言就是关乎预测。
In the occults, they love giving predictions.
那么在很多邪教当中，异端当中，他们很喜欢给一些预测。
Because it's the way to hook you.
是因为这种方法来吸引你，来抓住你。
It's to capture you.
来抓住你的心。
That's why some people will not go to work until they read their horoscopes.
Horoscopes.
You know, every day, sing door.
哦，就是有些人在一天开始之前不去上班之前，一定要看看今天的星座它的运程。
They want to know whether this is a lucky day.
他们想知道说那个星座告诉我今天是不是我是个好运气的一天。
It's not only superstitious, but they're trying to predict.
也不是说他们迷信，他们就是好像预测今天的走势，今天的运气好不好。
And that's why it's so easy for us to think prophecy means prediction.
所以很容易让我们误解说预言就是关乎预测。
So here is a principle.
那么这就是一个原则哈。
When somebody that you do not know try to tell you about your future, be careful.
所以当有一个你不太熟悉的人，他在尝试来告诉你，来帮你预测你的未来的时候，你要小心了。
I am your second wife.
有个女的站在你面前说，我会是你的第二任妻子。
So how many wives you got? How many husbands have you got? One. It means that you're going to divorce.
你问他我有多少个妻子，说哦，你有一个妻，你有一个丈夫，多少个丈夫。
I see you as my wife.
或者说哦，我看到你将来要成为我的妻子。
Amen. In the future, we will have six children.
我们将来会生六个孩子。
Oh, God said you will be Amazon too.
主说你要你他说我觉得神对你说你要成为亚马逊的二代。
It reveals nothing about God.
就是这种预言其实没有关乎任何关于基督的事。
It's not encouragement, it's just stirring up your greed.
也没有带来任何的鼓励，只是搅动你里面的那个贪念。
Amen? If somebody tried to tell you your future and you don't know them, be extremely careful. Alarm bell. Beep, beep, beep. Alarm bell.
所以如果一个不认识的人跟你讲一些关于预测你未来的事情，你要超级超级小心，一定要拉响这个警报。
But if someone trying to encourage you,
但是有人尝试来鼓励你哈。
If you're saying, you know, I really felt the Lord is really with you.
比如说我真的感觉神是与你同在的。
And encouraging you.
神在鼓励你。
Even if someone you don't know, it's a good encouragement.
那么甚至就是你不认识的人对你说这个话，那对你与你而言也是很大的鼓励。
And it's more likely to be prophecy.
那么更倾向于这种情况是这种预言。
Prediction.Everybody say prediction.
大家说预测
does not equal prophecy.
预测不等于预言。
Amen.
Amen.
Having said that,
记住我们上面所说的。
We go to a passage in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 21.
好，我们一起来看看《生命记》十八章二十一节的经文。
Where we can actually learn why prediction is such a problem.
我们可以看到为什么预测是可能会成为一个很大的问题。
So, first of all, what is a true prophecy?
首先我们要知道什么是真正的预言呢？
And so when you read 20, verse 21, it looks like it's answering the question.
那我们在读《生命记》这里二十一节的时候，你可能觉得说这是一个回答。
Because Moses is talking to Israel.
摩西在对以色列百姓说话。
Because when they go into the promised land, it's full of occults.
他们去到的要进的那个应许之地呢，是很多异端邪教。
And the occults have their prophets.
那么那些外邦人，他们有自己的先知。
And those prophets will try and predict.
他们那些异端的那些先知也尝试来预测。
So Moses says, and if you say in your heart, how may we know that the word that the Lord has spoken?
这里说，你心里若说，我们怎能知道那话是耶和华未曾吩咐的呢？
If somebody prophesied to me, how do I know that the word is from God?
当有人向我发预言的时候，我如何知道这个话是从神而来的呢？
When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, and if the word does not come to pass or come true, this is a word that the Lord have not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him.
十二节说，先知奉耶和华的名说话，所说的话若没有实现，或不应验，这话就是耶和华未曾吩咐的，而是那先知擅自说的，你不必怕他。
Notice it says, if the word does not come to pass or come true, it's about prediction.
这里说，如果这个先知所说的话没有应验，也没有实现的话，那么就只是一个预测。
So according to Moses, if their prediction comes to pass, then you can say it is a true prophecy.
所以根据摩西所说的，如果这个预测呢实现了或者应验了，那么就可以称为预言。
Amen. And if the prophecy does not, if the prediction does not come to pass, then the prophet has not spoken from God.
所以如果这个预测没有实现也没有应验，那就说证明说这个话不是从神而来的。
So if a prophecy does involve prediction in a biblical way, then it needs to come to pass.
所以按照圣经的原则，如果这个预言当中有包含预测的成分，那么一定要应验或实现。
In other words, if you're saying that in 5 years time I will be super rich, I will be a billionaire, it better come to pass.
如果有人告诉我说五年之内呢，我会成为很富有，变为百万富翁，那么这个话一定要实现或应验。
By the way, I'm prophesying to myself. Yes, Lord.
或者你说哦，我对我自己发现的预言哦。
Let's say in 5 years time I don't become a billionaire.
那换言之，如果五年之后我没有这个预言预测没有实现
，According to this, then it's the prophecy is false.
如果我们按照刚刚这个经文所说的，那么这个预测呢，就是不错误的一个预测。
What's the problem with that?
那么问题是什么呢
？I won't know until 5 years time.
所以就是我不到五年之后呢，我才能见分晓。
So when someone says to you, in 5 years time you'll be a billionaire, you won't know whether it's a false prophecy or not until 5 years later.
所以当有人跟你说五年之后你会成为百万富翁这句话呢，你要到五年之后你才可以应验是真先知还是假先知。
But the principle is, if it's a prophetic prediction in a biblical sense, then it has to come to pass.
但是基于圣经的那种预言或预测呢，那一定是会应验或者和实现的。
But some prophecies though, that may be true.Some prophecy, the other problem is, prophecies that are true may not come to pass.
但有些问题就是那些真的预言可能不能实现。
That doesn't make it false prophecy.
那些没有实现的预言，但是不能说他们是假预言。
Do you understand why it's very complicated? Here it says, if a prophecy doesn't come to pass, then it's false.
这里说得很清楚，如果这个预测没有实现，没有应验，那么就是假的预言。
But in the Old Testament, there are clear examples of true prophecy that did not come to pass.
但是在旧约当中有这样的例子，真正的预言，但是最后没有实现和应验。
For example, Jonah went to Nineveh.
就是约拿去到尼尼微这个地方。
God already condemned them, but because Nineveh repented.The prophecy did not come to pass.
当时神已经说要审判这个尼尼微这个城，但是当时最后因为他们听了神的道悔改了，所以这个审判没有实现。
So here we have two problems.
所以有两个问题。
If someone prophesied to me,
有人向我发预言
，and it predicts 5 years time,
他预测五年之后的事。
I have to wait 5 years in order to know if it's a false prophecy.
所以我要等五年之后才可以去验证这个预测是不是真的先真。
Imagine if someone said to you in 50 years time.
会想想如果有人对说五十年之后。
Do you see the difficulty?
你看到这个就是去验证的那个
困难程度。The second difficulty is some prophecies could be affected by you. You could repent.You can negotiate with God.
所以就是这有些预言呢，可能跟我们自己的那种情况有关，因为可能因为我们的悔改还发生改变。
What I'm basically saying, it is hard to judge whether a prophecy is true or false.
所以我想说的就是很难去判断一个预言是真的还是假的。
Purely by what's been said.
只是源基于。所说的这个话来论来判。
So therefore, if you try, so therefore, in order to tackle a problem, whether you should listen to a prophecy or not listen to a prophecy, take it seriously or not, don't just look at the content. It's unreliable.
所以基于我刚才讲的就是如果我们要认真的去对待这个预言呢还是去判断是真还是假的呢只是基于它的那个内容是很难辨别的。
Amen. Everybody agree with me?
大家认同吗
?So when Jeruf prophesied to me, don't just listen to the message, because that is not the most important way to discern whether the prophecy is true or false.
所以当有人对我们发预言的时候不要只是专注他所说的预言里面的内容如果单凭这个内容很难去分辨这个预言是真的还是假的
especially when it predicts something in my life
特别是这个预言是基于对未来的一个预测
because one it could take a long time for it to fulfill second it could change it could be conditional it means I could repent I could change the outcome
所以第一呢这个如果是对未来的预测的这种预言呢是基于是未来的事情需要花很长时间才可以印证。那么第二呢可能因为我们自身的条件我们的悔改了各种情况有改变。
Instead, look at the person.
相反我们是要看对你发预言的这个人。
The key to discern whether a prophecy is true or false is by looking at the person giving you the prophecy.
所以当我们来判断这个你所领受的这个预言是真的还是假的要看
给
你发预言的这个人。
It's no difference when someone knock on your door and trying to sell you double glazing windows.
就好像有人敲你的门要给你卖那个窗户一样。
Or when you're on TV, they try to sell you quickly, buy this, right? This offer is special.
或者那个
this special discount, and you find actually it's not discounted at all.
或者你在电视广告、电视购物上面说，鼓励你啊，给你很积极的推销，叫你说一个打折很凶的那个产品。
Today, when you look at the internet and you want to buy something for £1,000, what do you do to make sure that you're not being scammed?
现在如果你在网上购物的话，你要买一个超过价值£1,000以上的那个东西，你怎么确保你买的东西不是是中？
You check the company.
要确保你买东西的那个公司。
You find out about the company.
你要去查关于这个产品公司的那个资料。
So therefore, the Bible also teaches us when someone tries to prophesy to you, you actually look at the prophet.
所以当有人向你发预言的时候，你要去了解这个先知的情况。
Jesus says you look at their fruits.
耶稣说因着他的果子你可以分辨
So therefore brothers and sisters in order to protect yourself from being scammed by a false prophet is that you look at the person who's prophesying to you
所以弟兄姊妹以防我们被这种假先知那种诈骗啊受到伤害那我们要看像我们发预言的这个人的情况
When Jesus talked about looking at their fruits you've got to get to know them but you don't have time to know them
那么主耶稣说如果我们要因着他的果子来辨别他是好树还是坏树但是我也没有时间来了解这个人、啊、
Because the person who's speaking to you you may never see them again
对啊就是如果在那个聚会当中一个为你发预言的人你可能再没有机会见到他
But how do I know that this is not actually somebody really is a true prophet but he's only going to spend 1 minute with me and disappear
那整晚知道是在我面前给我花了一分钟时间给我发预言这个人，他是不是真先知呢？
Moses gives guidance to Israel on that.
好，然后摩西呢给以色列百姓有关于这方面的一个。
And it is in Deuteronomy chapter 13, 1 to 5.
在生命记十三章一到二节，摩西给出了我们。
Okay.Moses says here, if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and give you a sign or wonder, and the sign or the wonder that tells you comes to pass, and he says, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them.
这里说你中间若有先知或是做梦的人起来向你显神迹奇事，他对你说的神迹奇事应验了，说我们去随从别神侍奉他们吧，那是你所不认识的。
Here Moses is teaching is showing Israel how to spot a false prophet.
这里摩西在教导以色列百姓如何来分辨这个假先知。
Notice he says evenWhen their prophecy come to pass.
这里有提到说，尽管他们所说的那个神迹奇事应验了。
Here is the lesson. False prophets can give true prophecies. Accurate predictions.
所以这就是就假先知好，他们都有可能有真的一个正确的一个预测。
Amen? Because it is the way to manipulate you, to control you, is by giving you something that is real.That is true.
他们会使用一些真实的和正确的东西，用此来控制你，来操控你们。
Oh, 108, that's my phone number.
或者说那个一个预言先知说180是哦是我的电话号码，跟我有关的。
Immediately you drop your guard and say, yes, what is the Lord saying to me?
然后可能马上你就会放下你的提防，然后马上就会觉得说，打开你的心门说，哦，神是要对我说什么。
Once it's open.Then the enemy will come and control you.
一旦我们好像放下心防的话，那么仇敌用这样的机会来操控我们。
Moses says, a prophet, a dreamer, when they give you a prophecy and it comes to pass.
他就说，如果你们当中有先知或做梦的人来讲一些神迹奇事，而且又应验了。
Now can you see, if prophecy is prediction.Then you cannot tell the difference between Isaiah and a witch.
所以如果我们只是觉得说预言就是关于预测未来的话，那么以赛亚先知跟那些巫师就没有分别了。
Because a true prophet can give you a true prophecy, so can a witch, so can a occult, so can a Satanist.
所以就是如果真先知可以给出一个真预言，那么其实一些异端异教的那些先知，甚至撒旦教的人也可以发一些真预言。
Amen. In the year 2000, how many of you know round about the year 2000, how many of you know Simpsons? You know the cartoon Simpsons?
Oh, 在2000年的时候，大家有没有听那个 Simpsons 那个动画片？
I can't remember the exact year, I think it was 2008.
是大概2000
or something like that.
年的时候，大家那个前后。
Simpsons predicted Donald Trump will become president.
在那个动画 Simpson 那个动画片当中，他当时有一个内容，就是说预测川普会成为美国总统。
Long years before the Christian prophets.
可能在那基督徒的那些先知很早预言之前，很早他们就出现这个。
Does that mean this person who wrote Simpsons is a true prophet?
难道说制作这个 Simpson 动画片的这个制作人他是一个真先知吗？
You understand? True prophecies that come to pass, predictions, if you see prophecy as prediction, then many people can predict things to come to pass.
所以如果预言只是你觉得只是关乎预测的话，那么其实很多人都可以预测一些事情，而且这些事情也实实在在会发生，应验。
A shaman can do that. A shaman.
A shaman.
Like a Korean shaman. In the
哦，就是那种好像那些巫师啊巫术，他们巫师也会可以做到这种事情。
And you go to a medium and they can read your life.
看那些看相的看手相看面相的那些人他们也可以 来解读你的前生后世
Why do they last for so many years? Because some of their predictions are come to pass.
为什么这些 邪术、啊、他们可以、受人追捧可以持续这么长时间是因为他们预测有些是真的正确的
Here a prediction that comes to pass does not mean that the prophetis from God.
那些、应验了的预测并不代表说他们所说的话是从神而来的。
Everybody, can you read the first verse? Does it make sense?
好大家我们再读这个、生命第十三章一到二节看大家有没有搞懂。
Just, yeah, when it comes to pass, right? Yeah?
他说这些神迹其实如果应验了。
It's really clear, isn't it? Then how do I know? Then what does Moses say?Notice in verse 2, it comes to pass so that false prophet can lead them to other gods.
就是因为他们所做的神迹其实预测应验了，然后呢，这些邪教呢可以带领他们来随从别神。
So that they say, let's go after other gods.
他说让我们来随从别神吧。
Because the false prophet has justcaptured you with his prediction that was true. He's manipulating you now.
所以这假先知借着那个好像常应验了的预测来抓住你的心来、笼络你的心来操控你。
And take you to another God.
然后把你带到顺从别神的。
Take you to Mammon.
我把你带到摩门教了。
In 5 years time, you'll be a billionaire.
Oh, Mammon 就是那个让你去跟着金钱，你几年之后、变成百万富翁。
You understand, brothers and sisters. So, first of all, a false prophet, you need to look at his motivation.
所以，作为一个假先知，我们要从他的那个出发点，他的。
Although it's my first time that I met this person.
虽然可能是我们那我是第一次见到这个人。
He gives me a prediction.
他给我一个预测。
Even though what he says is accurate.
尽管他所说的是正确的
But that doesn't mean he's a true prophet.
但是都不代表说他是百分之百的真先知
So Moses now gives you two conditions to actually discern whether he's a true prophet or not.
摩西给我们了两个条件让我们来分辨这个人是不是真先知
In verse 3 You shall not listen to the words that the prophetOr that dreamer dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God and with all your heart and with all your soul.
第三节说，你不可听那先知或是那做梦之人的话，因为这是耶和华你们的神来考验你们，要知道你们是否尽心爱耶和华你们的神。
Verse 4, you shall walk after the Lord your God.And fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him, and hold fast to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death.
第四节说，你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，紧紧跟随他。那先知或那做梦的人要被处死。
And then in the final part, 5b, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord your God.Who brought you out of the land of Egypt, redeemed you out of the house of slavery to you and leave the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk, so you shall purge the evil from your midst.
然后第五节说，因为他出言悖逆，那领你们出埃及地，救赎你脱离为奴之家的耶和华你们的神，要引诱你离开耶和华。你神吩咐你要行的道，这样你就把恶从你中间除掉。
So in this passage, Moses is basically giving you two indicators whether this person is a true prophet or not a true prophet.
所以摩西在这个经文当中列出两点，让我们来、分辨说这个先知是真的还是假的。
One,
第一
，Does he lead you away from God?
这个先知会让引诱你离开你的神吗？
And towards him.
然后让你来跟从他呢?
Because that's the whole point of accurate prediction. So that you open yourself towards that person and that person take you away from God.
因为那些假先知他们的目的就是尝试让你放下心房来、然后跟随他们被他们操控。
Second,
第二点，
Does what he says uphold the word of God? It's aligned with the commandments of God, or is it against it?
他们所说的话是不是与神所颁布的那个律法是一致的，还是相违背的呢？
You see these two conditions. Moses has told Israel these two things.
摩西教导以色列百姓这两点来辨别。
If they try to lead you to other gods,
如果他们来引诱你离开，然后顺从别神的话，
and try to make you walk against the commandments of God,
或者引诱你行，不要去遵行耶和华你神的道的话，
then it's a false prophet.
那么这就是假先知。
Amen. I don't need to know that person.
我可能不需要说真的去花时间了解这个人。
Purely by what he says, is he leading me away from God?
那么就是根据他所说的，是不是来引导我远离神呢？
Or is he bringing me closer to God?
还是让我更加的靠近神呢？
Amen. And what he says is actually consistent with the teachings of the Bible.
或者说他所说的话是不是跟我领受的圣经的教导是相一致的呢？
And that's how we know whether a prophecy is true or not.
所以这就是我们可以分辨这个预言是真的还是假的。
By looking at the person.
看我们给我们发预言的这个人。
Amen. Said to see whatever he says, is he leading me to God and is he upholding the word of God?
所以他对我说的话是让我远离神呢，还是让我来更靠近神？
And if the answer is no,
如果答案是不的话，
Don't listen to him.
那么就不要去听从他所说的话。
God won't be angry with you.
神也不会恼怒你。
You're not going to miss God's will.
你也不会错过神给你的旨意。
Amen. Do you see they use the same technique? You've got to listen to me now, otherwise you're going to lose your blessing.
很多人会说 你最好听我所说的，不然你会错失你的祝福。
That's a salesman tactic.
这就是那种推销员的一种技巧。
Buy now, otherwise tomorrow this offer will end.
他们经常在促销的时候就说，你最好现在马上下单，马上买，你今天过了今天就没有明天了。
Now that I pointed it out, how many of you feel embarrassed?
有多少人如果听到这种说辞是不是觉得
That you've been scammed byFalse prophets.
你真的是中了他们的计谋。
And also in the church, because you've got time to know a person.
那么在教会当中，如果我们有时间去认识彼此，
you can add the third criteria. It's the fruit of that person.
那么我们可以加上第三点，就是借着这个人所结的果子来分辨。
So in other words, if you know the person is a loving person, is good person, and he comes around prophesying to you.Listen to that person.
所以就是如果你知道这个人是有爱的、有恩慈的一个人，当他给你发预言的时候，那么你来领受这个话语。
Because like I tell you, it's not what he says, it's the person that you need to check.
所以就是不光只是单单看他所说的话，而要看这个人。
Does everybody understand? Yeah.
大家明白吗？
In order to discern whether a prophecy is true or not.You primarily look at the person rather than what they say.
所以，为了来分辨我们所领受的预言是否是的真伪，我们要看这个发预言的人怎样。
And in Acts chapter 16, we have an example.
那我们在使徒行传十六章这里有一个例子。
And verse 16 says, "And as we, this is Paul and Silas, and as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl."Who had a spirit of divination and brought her owner much gain by fortune telling.
这里说后来我们往祷告的地方去时，有一个被占卜的灵附身的使女迎面走来，她使用法术使她的主人们发了大财。
Verse 17, she followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation."
十七节，他就跟随保罗和我们，喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传讲救人的道理、道路。”
The girl with the divination, what she says, is it true?
一个被占卜的灵所附的一个使女，她所说的是对的吗？
Is her prophecy accurate?
她这里这个预言是对的吗？
These men are servants of the Most High. Correct.
她说这些人是至高神的仆人，哎，确实是对的。
And who proclaim to you the way of salvation. Correct again.
他对你们传讲救人的道路，哎，也是对的。
In today's Pentecostal Charismatic Church, we say, that is prophet girl, slave girl. That's a prophet.
哦，所以如果换到现今的教会，我们觉得说对说这个话的使女说，哇，她是一个先知哦。
She gave a true prophecy.
她给了一个真的一个预言呢。
And it's accurate.
是很准确的。
If you have not read verse 16.
如果你没有读前面那个十六节对他的介绍的话，可能你听了他的话，你就觉得他是真先知。
Verse 16 is the bit that you and I need to do. Check the person.
所以十六节就是你我需要来研究了，就发预言这个人他是怎么样的人。
First, she's got a dodgy spirit.
然后他有一个很奇怪的灵哦，很奇怪的邪灵。
I tell you, someone with a strange spirit.Most of us can even, you don't have to be spiritual, you go, it's a bit strange. You feel eerie, something's not right.
其实有时候那种有奇怪的那个灵在身上的那个人呢、啊、其实你不用很属灵你都能分辨出来察觉出来。
And secondly, what's she doing it for?
然后她的用什么来谋生呢?
She's after your money.
她是为了赚钱哦。
Amen? When you see those two things, you go, false prophet.
如果你看到他这两者条件的话，你一下就可以论断，这一定是个假先知。
How difficult is that, brothers and sisters?
这不是很难，不是吗？
It's not difficult, is it?
不是很难去分辨。
When someone tries to prophesy to you, so, hold on, I don't know you. Why are you just prophesying to me?
然后突然有人说，一个不认识的人说，哦，你为什么突然对我发预言？
Because they got a motive.
或者人家他们后面做的事情有一个动机。
Imagine if you are a pretty girl, 21 year old, yeah, you just went to the church for the first time, and some ugly young man come up to you, the Lord gave me a word.
突然一个好像一个21岁年轻貌美的年轻人第一次女子第一次来到教会，然后来到上面祷告，然后那个教会里面一个其貌不扬的一个男子齁，然后出来跟你祷告。
That you will be my wife.
哦、然后突然这个 男子说弟兄说哦，你会成为我的妻子。
Do you understand? Immediately, you go, you don't get out of here, I'm going to throw you out the window, I'm going to beat you up really badly.
如果你听到这样的话，你说你赶快从我面前消失吧，如果不消失，我痛打你一顿。
Amen? Don't say, oh no, I better not insult the word, he's a prophet.
你可能不要觉得说哦，你觉得这个随便跟你说点话的人这就是一个先知啊什么的。
Just because somebody says, the Lord tells me, you say, really?
不是说人家对你说哦我觉得神要对你说怎么怎么怎么你就信了。
When you listen, you know that after something.
如果你听他说的话呢你可以分辨出来他其实是有一个目的有个动机的。
Amen. It doesn't take much. Just treat them as someone who's trying to sell you something.
把他们当成一个推销员就好了。
Amen. They're trying to scam you.
可能想要来设计你。
And what here is that they will say to you something that is accurate.
可能他们给你讲的一些事情，有些可能是对的。
But when you look at it deeper, there's a wrong motivation.
但是如果你来细细研究他们所说的话，可能后面有个很深的一个动机。
And if it's not the first time you've seen the person, but you already know the person because they've been in the church for a while, you can see their fruits.
所以如果你他们这个人啊，你不是第一次见他，他们在教会有一段时间，你可以借着他所结的果子来分辨他是怎样一个人。
Because three other people already say to you, Ruth, be careful about brother so and so. I've lost a few hundred pounds because he prophesied to me.
可能有人跟你说、哦、你要小心谁谁谁好，他当时给我们发预言让我们损失了一笔钱。
That's their fruits.
所以借着他们所结的果子我们可以很容易去分辨。
You can't say to then you can't say、right? You can't say to Ruth no, Ruth he says the Lord spoke to him.
你不能说、哦、因为就这个人、哦、他就说、哦、我是神告诉我所说的这个话。
What happened if it really is the Lord speaking to him?
那你 说如果真的是神借着他对我说话呢
And then Ruth would say to me, Did you not remember what Pastor Joshua preached the other week?
然后 Ruth 说难道你不记得、牧师当时教导我们如何来分辨真假先知的吗
And what he said about in Deuteronomy chapter 13
你不记得《申命记》十三章的那个经文了吗
？Is he got a different motive？
就这个人说话的这个人，他是不是有一个很错误的一个动机呢
？You can tell them by the fruits。
其实他们的果子我们可以分辨哈。
Amen。So this example, here is a slave girl. What she says totally accurate。
所以这个这个使女所说的话是真的是对的。
And yet the Bible tells us she has a spirit of divination。
但是据说 他是一个有占卜的灵附身的人
And she does it for money.
他是为了钱来做这些事情
Another example is the prophet Balaam、
哦、还有一个巴伦
Balaam, you can read this in Numbers 22 to 24
那么在民数记22-23章讲到这个先知
here is a false prophet
他也是一个假先知
who give accurate prophecies for money
他呢也是以、发预言来谋生来赚钱
And yet, God absolutely hates him.
然后在神眼中是神很憎恨的人。
And he's mentioned in the book of Revelation.
那么甚至在启示录当中也提到。
So the Bible gives us already a few examples of how people who are not from God can give you accurate predictions.
所以圣经当中其实有这样的例子，不是从神那来的那些假先知哈，他们都可以给出一些正确的一些预测。
But they're not necessarily are from God.
但他们不一定是从神来的。
Amen. Even if someone is not a false prophet, how do I know whether someone prophesies what they say is wrong?
所以如果有，但是有些人他不是假先知，但是我们如何分辨他所说的话是那个预言是对的吗
well, ？Do exactly the same thing. Is what he says to me make any sense?
那么同样也做同样的事情，他对我所说的话，对我来说是说得通吗
？Why is he saying that to me?
或者他说这个话的后面的目的是什么
？Amen. And if you ask these questions, and if your answers are not satisfactory, don't listen.
所以如果你问你自己这个问题之后，那个答案呢不让你满意，那么就不要把这个你所听到的话当真了。
If any doubt.
有任何疑惑的话
you can just remember it or write it down and leave it. See whether it happens.
所以如果你还是不确定，把这个你所领受的话语写下来，记录下来，然后让时间来应验这个话是不是成就。
But if prophecies are not just prediction, but for encouragement,
但如果这个预言不只是来关乎预测，还是为了鼓励的话
then you don't have this problem.
那么我们就不存在这个问题了。
All you need to know is listen. Is he trying to encourage me?
那么我们只需要听，然后看这个话语是不是真的鼓励到我。
If he's encouraging me,
如果鼓励到我的话呢
？That's most likely to be from the Lord.
那么很可能是从主而来的。
Amen, brothers and sisters, remember, predictions does not equal prophecy.
所以我们今天学到一点说，预言不只是等于预测。
Prophecies are for encouragement.
那么预言呢，是神来鼓励造就我们的。
Revealing Jesus to me.
向我们显明基督。
A false prophet can give accurate prophecies.
假先知也能给出正确的预测。
It does not mean God is speaking to you.
但是并不代表说神 他所说的话是从神而来的。
Amen. Next week I will tell you what is a true prophet and what is a true prophecy.
下周我们会分享说什么是真先知，什么是真的预言。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of prophecy.
主，我们谢谢你给我们先知预言的这个恩赐。
I just pray, Lord, that our church will operate the prophetic in
the
right way.
我们祷告，我们的教会会正确的使用你所赐的这个恩赐。
So that we may encourage each other.
以致我们可以彼此鼓励造就。
From the Spirit of Christ.
借着基督的灵。
I just hope and I just pray.
主，我们祷告。
That we will be pleasing before you.
主，我们在你面前蒙你悦纳。
And as the Holy Spirit uses us to encourage one another,
圣灵，你借着我们每个器皿来彼此鼓励造就的时候
，May we truly manifest,
让我们真正的来彰显基督
，the sweet presence of Jesus,
来彰显基督你甜蜜的同在
，in our midst,
在我们的当中。
Father, we want to hear from you.
父啊，我们想听到你的声音。
We want to be encouraged by you.
我们想被你所鼓励和造就。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to become an encourager,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们也想成为那个鼓励的别人的人，
you need to seek God for revelations.
让我们来寻求神，来领受从神而来的启示。
To help you to encourage another person.
来帮助我们可以鼓励其他的肢体。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we want to be vessels for you.
主，我们想成为你的器皿。
That we can encourage each other.
让我们可以彼此鼓励造就。
And that what we say from our mouths.
愿我们口中所说的一切话
will truly come from your spirit.
是都全真的是从你而来的。
Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
父，奉耶稣基督的名。
Help us, O God.
帮助我们。
To really operate.This blessing from the Lord.
让我们来按照神所赐的恩赐来运行。
In a right way.
按照正确的方法来运行。
Hallelujah. Those of you who really want to be or operate in the prophetic, you just ask the Lord, Lord, use me.
我们当中如果真的有弟兄姊妹想迫切的来运行在神的这个属灵先知预言的恩赐当中，我们来祈求神。
Help me to be effective.
来求神帮助我们更加有效的来。使用这样的恩赐。
In Jesus' mighty name, let's all stand.
Amen. 让我们站立起来。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when the voice of, if the voice of God is heard in the church.
如果神的声音在教会当中被听到
you will really feel God close to you.
你会真的觉得主与你很亲近
And the brothers and sisters who say true words from God.
我们那些真的是述说从神而来的声音的那些肢体
You really feel you are surrounded by the love of God.
你会觉得你真的是被神的爱所包围
When prophecy operates in the right way.
当这个预言是按照正确的方法来运行的时候
you find that the presence of God is so strong.
你会觉得神的同在是如此
Because when we get prophecy right,
如果我们有领受真的预言
when we interpret our divine revelations right,
如果我们正确的来解读这个属神的启示
Christ is manifested.
基督就是大大的彰显在我们当中。
Christ is revealed.
基督被彰显出来。
In your life.
在我们的生命当中。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢你主。
You are truly a God who loves us.
你是那一位真正爱我们的人。
Brothers and sisters, I ask you to open your heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我鼓励大家打开你的心。
To allow God to speak through you,
来允许神对你的心说话
To another person,
或者借着你来对另外一个肢体说话
And directly to you,
然后对你来说
Hallelujah,
直接的对你说话
Let's all sing.
Amen.
Have the right song. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd.
Not this one.
Hallelujah.
I lost my shepherd.
You know, while we're waiting for the words, let me give you an example.
在我们在等候这个歌词的时候
，How listening to God is so important.
我想给大家举一个例子，说听神声音是多么重要的一件事情。
There are times in my life when I find it difficult to forgive.
在我生命中经历到很难去饶恕的这个时候
，Because I cannot see what did I do wrong.
我可能看不到我自己做错了什么。
In fact, I can only see what the person, what the injustice that has been done to you.
我只是看到自己所遭受的那个不公的待遇。
And I feel some people here, you can identify with that.
我觉得我们当中可能有人有这样的经历。
That you've done absolutely nothing wrong.
你觉得你自己没有做错什么事。
But somehow people have hurt you and has caused an injustice to your life.
但是有人却伤害你，让你的生命当中经历这个不公平的待遇。
And so before the Lord, I was seeking for justice.
所以在神面前，我在寻求神的公义。
And I pleaded after God.
我在神面前苦苦的祈求。
And I said, Lord, this is so unfair.
我说神啊，这太不公平了。
And many of you will identify with that.
我不知道我们当中有人有没有类似的经历。
I said, Lord, you are a Lord.Of righteousness.
我说神啊，你是公义的神。
You are a God of justice.
你是公正的神，公平的神。
And as I prayed and prayed and prayed,
当我在祷告、祷告、祷告寻求的时候
，And I said, Lord, speak to my soul, speak to my spirit.
我说主啊，对我的灵说话。
I need to hear from you.
我需要听到你的声音。
To my surprise,
让我很惊讶的是
，And as the Lord spoke to my spirit,
当神对我的灵说话的时候
，He said,
他说
，Be kind,
他说要有恩慈
，That's all he said,
这就是我所听到的一句话
，And when he said be kind,
他说要有恩慈
，It immediately set me free,
这句话一下子就释放了我。
There are times when we get no justice.
很多时候，当我们经历那种不公的待遇的时候
，There are times that we feel we are wronged.
很多时候，当我们觉得我们被误解的时候
，There are times when we feel God is not giving us justice.
在当我们经历觉得神没有给让我们经历公义的时候
，But when we seek God's divine revelation,
让我们来寻求从神而来的一个启示。
That one revelation can set you free.
一个重组来的话语就能让你得真
正的释放。Many of you need deliverance.
我们当中可能需要有得释放。
You need to be set free.
你需要得自由。
You can't let go of certain things.
你可能觉得你以后有些东西不能放手。
But the power of God's word.
但是神话语的大能。
Can instantly set you free.
可以一瞬间就释放你。
Be kind.
有恩慈
Be kind.
要恩慈相待
Amen. Even though you deserve justice.
就算你觉得你值得要有这个公义哈
Even though you expect God to act.
你也期待神来为你征战
But God expects you to go higher.
但神可能期待你在这个事情上去到更高的境界。
For he says, "Love your enemy."
他说你要爱你的仇敌。
Go the extra mile.
然后我们做更多一步。
Turn the other cheek.
把你的右脸转向来给人打。
And yet the Spirit summarized it with just two words: "Be kind."
圣灵对我说要有恩慈。
It draws you closer to God.
这句话可能会让我们更亲近神。
It upholds the word of God.
也让我们来谨守着神的话。
So how do I know it's from the Spirit?
我如何分辨这是不是从神而来的呢？
Because it's completely and utterly aligned with the teaching of the Bible.
因为这句话是绝对的、完全的，跟圣经的教导是吻合的。
It reveals.The depths of God's heart.
向我显明了耶稣
that he's able to forgive us.
他的心意就是他们主也来饶恕我们。
So therefore we can do the same.
今天我们也能做同样的事。
Be kind.
我们要有恩慈。
Be kind.
要恩慈。
Even if you have not got justice.
虽然你可能没有得到这个
公义的待遇。Can also say to you, be kind.
神仍然可以在这样的光景对你说要有恩慈。
Yes, Lord.
是的主
The Lord's my shepherd, I not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. Leads me by the still waters. His goodness.Restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone. Let's lift up our hands.
And I will trust
in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home.
He guides my ways
in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my heart will overflow.I feast on his pure delight,
and I will trust
in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy.
主在我们 这声中。
We need to learn to trust you.
我们要学会更多的依靠你。
And we pray today.
主，我们今天祷告。
That we trust you.
主，我们要来信靠你。
Help us to trust you.
帮助我们更多的来信靠你。
You know, if those words have moved your heart today.
如果今天这些话语来真正的感动到你。
It is the Holy Spirit whispering to your soul.
是圣灵借着话语来对你说话。
To trust Jesus.
来信靠耶稣。
The only thing you can do right in times that are hard.
在生活困难的时候，你唯一能做的事就是。
When life doesn't make any sense.
当生活很多事情不顺利的时候。
When prayers don't seem to be answered.
当你的祷告也似乎不被蒙垂听的时候。
The Spirit of the Lord is saying.
神的灵对你说。
Trust in your Savior.
信靠你的救主。
Yes, Lord, we trust you.
是的，主，我们来信靠你。我们来信靠你。
I pray that you bless our families.
求你来祝福我们的家庭。
Bless our jobs.
祝福我们的工作。
Bless where we live.
祝福我们的家。
Bless our health.
祝福我们的健康。
Bless everything that we have.
祝福我们所有的一切。
In our times, Father, when it's difficult,
当生活困难的时候
we learn to trust you.
让我们学会来依靠你。
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣名感谢你，我们的神。
Please be seated. Come forward if you need prayer.
好，我们聚会到此结束。神祝福大家。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面。神祝福大家。